Greetings from John Paul Jones Arena, and welcome to the Virginia Athletics Podcast. I'm Jeff White from virginiasports.com, and the season opener for the football team is fast approaching. My guest today is one of the veterans of that team, and that's wide receiver Terrell Janna. Terrell, thanks for coming over.
Thank you. How are things going for you?
Things are going very well. Camp's going well. Excited to be here.
So Coach Mendenhall gave the team a nice little present when practice ended at Scott Stadium last night, didn't he?
Yes, sir.
So you got a day off today.
Yes, sir. Did
you see that coming at all?
I did not. I had no clue. We've had a kind of routine schedule going so far, so I think it was a pleasant surprise for everybody. I think a nice little regen for the mind and the body, so it was nice.
So you're going bowling this afternoon. How good a bowler are you?
I'm pretty good. I haven't bowled in a while, but I'm ready to, you know, earn my stripes on the bowling alley, too.
Best bowler on the team?
We're going to find out.
I think so, though. Actually, I think Darius Bratton's supposed to be a pretty good bowler, isn't
he? Yeah, he's really good.
So if I had a dollar for every time someone described fall camp as a grind, I could afford one of these suites here at JPJ. You are actually in the midst of camp. It is a grind, isn't it? And is there a point during the month where it really starts to wear on you?
Camp is definitely, since you're not in school and no one here's on campus, it's just with the team 24/7, it is kind of a grind. And all the meetings and practices and walkthroughs and all that. But I think just being the shared struggle with the teammates and stuff makes it a little bit better. And the coaches, they're going through the same thing. Like they're at the facility 24/7 as well.
Right.
So I think collectively as like a program, it's a bonding experience, and it's a good time, even though it can be difficult.
So some of the players who are in their apartments go back there at night. The rest of the team goes to a local hotel. You're one of the hotel group, right? Who do you room with?
Right now I'm rooming with Victor Olu.
So, okay.
New
center, yeah.
Yes, sir.
Did you know him well before this, or how did they determine those pairings?
So I was kind of like, I'm a half hotel guy because I'm moving into my apartment soon. And I know Vic, like, at last minute decided to go to the hotel. And so I'm leaving as soon as he's getting a room to himself. So I remember he mentioned to me, he's like, can we room together? So when I leave, he has a room to himself. So I think it's kind of, but we're good friends. So it's been good.
It's always good to have those linemen on your side, isn't it?
Yeah, always.
So you are a Canadian, which makes you something of a rarity in NCAA football. Were you born in Vancouver?
Yes, sir. Born and raised.
What is British Columbia like for those of us who are not familiar with it or haven't been there?
Yeah, I would say like the nature part of it is kind of similar to Virginia. A lot of good hiking spots. A lot bigger mountains, though. Mountain ranges out west coast. So a lot of skiing, you know, snowboarding when the snow comes. But also like some big cities. Like Vancouver is a pretty big city.
Right.
And so it's cool because you can really go to a big city, to a beach, to like to a mountaintop all on the same day, which is kind of cool.
So we have and have had other student athletes from British Columbia here. Mm-hmm. Do you know any of them? I know one of our women's tennis players, Rosie, is from there. We had a rower a couple of years. She might have been fourth year when you were first year.
Okay.
Allie Zwicker. So you didn't know Rosie back home, did you?
I did not. No, but I came out here and then I think it's on Instagram. Like I just saw Vancouver, BC. And I was like, what? So then we started talking a little bit. Yeah, she's from like a city close to where I'm from.
Right. So tell me about the path you followed to get to Charlottesville. I think you told me once when I interviewed you had never been to the state of Virginia before 2015.
Yeah.
Is that right? So how's a kid from British Columbia end up first at a prep school here in Virginia and then at the University of Virginia?
So I always wanted to go to go D1 because back home, Canadian colleges don't like give full scholarships. So I wanted that burden to kind of be lifted from my parents. So I was like, okay, I'm going to go to the States. I'm going to go D1. And it's hard to do when you're in Canada because there's only select schools kind of recruit up there. So I was in a football camp in Dallas, and that's where like a 7-on-7 camp, and my coach met Lyndall Stone's dad there. And Lyndall went to Woodbury.
Right.
So they like exchanged information. The coach told me about it, and I checked it out. Lyndall and I connected on Facebook, and I visited. I went there. I said, this is the place for me. It was amazing.
So your high school in British Columbia was St. Thomas More Collegiate?
Yes, sir.
Did they have a football team there?
They did.
What's the caliber of football typically at a high school there?
I will say I think like we have a lot of great talent up there. Like the highest caliber players can all play down here, I think, as shown. Cause a lot of guys right now playing down here and having success. But the overall, like the average isn't as high. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of great balls up there. I think there's a untapped, you know, pool up there of talent.
So at Woodbury Forest, which is 35 minutes outside of town here, kind of in a rural area, you played at various times with Lendell Stone, Lee Dudley, who's a long snapper here, John Curvin, mm-hmm. who was a defensive lineman here, who's now helping out with the team. What was that like being on your own so far from home?
Yeah, that was...
I mean, you're a long, long way from home, right?
Yeah, I cut ties, like, pretty... like severely. It was like a super sudden change for me. I remember when the first couple of weeks you're in camp, so it's kind of like you're kind of getting used to it. But that first year was tough. I mean, but just the people there. I chose Woodbury because of the people, and it's one of the same reasons why I chose UVA. So being away is easier because of the friends I made, connections I made, the teachers, professors, all that. So it definitely made it easier, but it was a challenge. And now I'm like, I think it's my fifth. Going 6th year being away from home, so now I'm kind of used to it.
Did you play other sports growing up?
Yes, sir. Football, track, basketball. I played hockey for a year.
I was going to ask you about hockey.
Yeah, I played hockey for a year. I loved soccer growing up, too. But hockey was a one-year stint. it was a lot of fun. Early mornings, we were like practicing like 5:30 in the morning, yeah. Which was part of the reason why I kind of went away from it.
So have your parents, are they ever able to come see you play in person?
Yeah, so they come out. 2-3 games a year, most especially now. So Woodbury, they came to maybe 2 a year. Our rivalry game, they always came to, and maybe one more. And now, since the game's a little more fun, I guess they come to like 2 or 3. Of them.
So they fly into what, DC, or can they fly into Charlottesville?
I'm Charlottesville. We usually just drive down to Seattle and fly from Seattle because it's cheaper to for the in-country flight. So you should fly to Charlottesville.
So Canada is a huge country. Vancouver is a long way from Montreal and Toronto. Mm-hmm. what pro teams did you root for growing up?
The BC Lions, CFL. that's the our local team. Seattle, because Seattle's really close. So it's a 2-hour drive. So Seattle, most NFL games I went to are just in Seattle. And then, Toronto, the
Raptors. Were you a Raptors fan just as a Canadian?
At the time when I was growing up, like Seattle was, we had Vancouver Grizzlies when I was like really young.
Yeah.
So but they left. And then Seattle, the Supersonics were right there, like almost closer than Toronto was. But like Toronto, like especially now, because they've been bad for a while, but having more success, they kind of been my default team, I guess.
So Terrell is actually your middle name, isn't it?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Your first name, how do you pronounce your first name?
Winner.
Yeah, because your position coach was making a joke about how you were born a winner, but a W-I-N-A, right?
Yeah, yes, sir.
Did you ever go by that?
My whole elementary school up until high school, I went by winner in school, but my parents called me Terrell. So, like, I had kind of two worlds, like my school friends and all that was winner, and then my outside sports world and just life was Terrell. So after a while, I kind of got annoying because some people didn't know me. Like, they were kind of not weirded out, but confused by the two. So I went to by Terrell after that.
So they got a radio station named after you here in town.
Yeah, yeah. I always noticed that.
your wide receivers coach here is Marcus Hagans. When I asked him about you the other day, he talked about how organized and purposeful you are and how in that way you reminded him of Alameda Zacchaeus and Ben Hogg. What did you learn from those guys, particularly when you were first year?
Man, those two, including Coach Hagans, those three have had an amazing impact on my life. I've kind of been under those their wings for my first two years here, even still to this day. I talk to Alameda all the time. Ben Hogg, of course, him being here. So just them showing me the ropes, like how their work ethic is amazing. And they pushed me, you know, to push myself and to challenge myself every day in practice and have confidence. And I think part of my, you know, my growth here is definitely due to their leadership.
I mean, you played a little bit as a true freshman in 17, played more last season, had a bigger impact, and then you've had a real good, you know, off season this year. Your production is rising. Is that just a matter of being more comfortable, or?
I think just a lot of work put in off season. I think the quarterback's trusting me more. Getting stronger, getting faster, knowing the offense better. I think just continuing to work hard and earning the trust of the coaches and Bryce and the rest of the team.
Now, you missed the bowl game, though, right?
Yes, sir.
You had a knee. When you hurt your knee
yeah.
during bowl prep?
Or? Yeah, tweaked my knee a little bit, yeah, so I missed the game.
How tough was that? You know, everything kind of came together in a positive way on that bowl game. I know you were happy for the rest of the team, but was that tough to not participate in?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely made it easier, the fact that, you know, my boys took care of everything and had a hell of a game. But it was you know, unfortunate I couldn't be out there with them. But I think it was a good time in my life, a period of growth, I think, just get my mind right and prepare me for the offseason very well, because it helped me reprioritize what I want
to
do.
I'm trying to think back to spring. Were you full go in the spring? Or?
Yes, I was. I came back like a week before the spring started.
So a lot has been made of the fact that the offense lost Alamide, and that's understandable because he was a fantastic player here. I think you can make the case, though, that the receivers as a group are maybe deeper and more talented this year than they were last year. Mm-hmm. You got yourself, Hassis, Joe Reed, two new grad transfers, Terrell Chapman and Dijon Brissett, Dorian Goddard, Dontavian Wicks, Billy Kemp, Tavares Kelly, Hayden Mitchell. That's a lot of guys there. What do you think about kind of where the group is and its potential?
It's exciting, very exciting. I mean, we're working hard every day, just, you know, trying to get better, trying to get our cohesion up and just, you know, trying to get on the same page. And I think Bryce did a great job in the offseason just with throw-arounds with, you know, what he expects from us and and the expectations and standards. And I'm excited for this group.
So you moved up this summer to Blue, which
yes,
is
sir.
The second highest level in Coach Grizz's offseason strength and conditioning program. One level remains, Black. Mm-hmm. Is that a realistic goal for you? And will you be disappointed 100%. If you don't get that?
100%.
I don't know if there's an opportunity to get it in the fall, but there certainly will be in the winter.
Winter and the summertime. Right. So I have plenty of time to get there. I mean, at the time, I didn't think Blue was attainable, and I got to Blue. So now, man, the Black is right there. I got some things in Black right now. And, I mean, it's always good.
So there are different areas, and you kind of check them off.
Yes, sir. Yeah, so different like lifts, different sprints, different just different categories. So I got some things in Black, which last year this time I didn't think was possible. So I think Coach Grizz and their staff, man, they're doing a great job and helping me, you know, achieve my goals. And I mean, I'm just shooting for the stars, man. I'm trying to get in Black.
So I know you practice yoga. Has that helped you? How has that kind of translated to the field, or does it?
Yeah, I think just yoga and then meditation as well just kind of helped me. Stress with school. I mean, school and sports is a lot of stress, so kind of just, you know, settling down, getting away from it all from a little bit, and yoga, I just taking care of your body, man. It's everything, so it's helped me a lot.
So the first round of jersey selections was last weekend. You wore number 84 your first 2 years here. You picked ninth this year, I think. Mm-hmm. You went with number 13, which a lot of UVA fans are accustomed to seeing on Chris Peace. It's going to take a little bit of time to get used. Why'd you switch numbers? Was 13 your number in high school? Or
it was not. My number was 11 in high school and like a little bit 10 before that. But I just kind of wanted to change. I think I went through a period of growth mentally and physically, so I thought, you know, a new number represents the new, you know, new person I am.
So you are one of the team's task unit leaders. You guys got together to determine the order in which the jerseys would be picked. Mm-hmm. Your number one selection was Reed Kellum, who a lot of people outside the program did not see that coming. I talked a little bit to Jordan Mack about it, but you know, what sold you guys on Reed, and what was like that? What was that moment like to see him get that?
Yeah, I can't remember who exactly brought it up, but it was once someone brought it up, it was an easy decision. Reed, I think Jordan Mack put it best, man. He just embodies what the program is, embodies what we want in our teammates and the people who come here to UVA. So I think that choice was easy.
So when you guys were allowed to pick walk-up songs, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So when you went to the front to pick your jersey, and yours was the
Canadian anthem.
Do the other guys on the team know what that is? I guess maybe they watched it during the Raptors games.
Yeah. They saw a lot during the finals, I guess. So, they knew what it was. I didn't know, so they didn't tell us what the walk-up songs was for. So
They just asked you for a walk-up song.
Yeah, so as a joke. Luke? Yeah, I told Luke, I'm like, yeah, just give me Old Canada, man.
So, speaking of music, you are a piano player. There's a if people look on you, if they Google your name and piano, they'll see a cool little video on YouTube. You've only been playing for like 3 years. Is that true?
Yeah, three, pushing four, I'm guessing now.
Did you teach yourself or did you take lessons?
Yeah, just off YouTube. Just my senior spring in high school, we just had some free time. School was kind of, you know, was senior spring.
So winding down,
winding down. And so I was just working out a lot. And then I needed something to do that wasn't taxing my body. And I was like, you know, we have pianos laying around. It's a great thing going to a school like Woodbury. Like, we had pianos around. So I said, I'm going to just, you know, try and learn some songs. The goal was, because I wanted to learn a song for my mom to surprise her when I got home. And then eventually I was like, I just liked it a lot. So I kept playing.
Did you surprise her?
Yeah, I did.
Did you play any other instruments growing up?
Never. I never played any. No one in my family played instruments. Well, my grandpa plays a guitar. Other than that, no one does. So I took guitar class this past session, so I'm playing guitar now too.
So there's a pretty accomplished piano player on the men's basketball team here, yes. Frankie Badocchi. Have you heard Frankie play, or did you see the video of him playing at Scott Stadium?
So, yeah, we have these practice modules here, and one day I was walking down there, I saw him in there. And I sat in there, listened to him play a little bit, and, yeah, he's an amazing player. He's definitely – you know, miles ahead of me, techniques wise and stuff. I'm kind of a rugged, just look at YouTube video player, but he's an amazing player.
So I think everyone who follows UVA football knows what Bryce Perkins can do at quarterback. His understudy is Brennan Armstrong. How has Brennan looked in camp this year, this month?
Yeah, he's looked really good. I think he's matured a lot, and just some of the throws he's making is very impressive, and it's looking very up for him.
What do you end up majoring in here?
So right now I'm in the School of Public Policy and Leadership.
So were you kinesiology at one point?
I was, yeah. When we first got here, PK, Kyra, and I were in kinesiology, but then we both switched out of it.
So you're in Batten School now?
Batten School, yes, sir.
That's great. The high schools you attended are known for being academically rigorous. Did that help prepare you for the academic side of this?
I think
at UVA?
100%. Because my senior year, like, the Woodbury changed their schedule to like fit more of a college schedule. So we had longer classes and longer breaks in between classes. So I guess more autonomy, but like less structure. So you had to kind of take care of yourself a little bit, would prepare me for UVA.
Have you thought about kind of post football careers and what you might use that Batten School degree for? Is that
my dream job is kind of bridging the sports community and athletes and helping them use their celebrity to create changes in their communities through policy. So that's kind of what I want to do.
That's great. Well, I know you got to finish camp first before you worry about classes. You guys opened the season on the road August 31st against Pitt, which has dominated the series in recent years. Has that added any motivation to this game? I know you'd be fired up for the first game of any season, no matter the opponent, but knowing what Pitt has done and how that game went last year and the fact that they're in the Coastal Division II, does that make it any easier to grind through camp?
I think so. You know, they're a great team, and I think just having them for our first game has brought a little more urgency to the summer and to the fall camp. So I think you can tell by the way we're preparing is a little more urgent.
We'll go. Well, I know I appreciate you taking a little time on your day off to pop over here. Good luck bowling.
Thank you, sir.
Today, and I'll see you back out at practice tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
Most of the fall teams at UVA have started practice, and the others will get going shortly. For schedules and rosters and records for all our teams, visit virginiasports.com. I'll be back next week with another podcast. Until then, thanks for listening, and go Hoos.